We continue with our guests in studio this morning. Casey Vaughn joins us from Keep Fremont Beautiful. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Cold.
Yes. Yeah. I shouldn't even ask the question this morning. We're all feeling the same thing. I like when people recycle and recycle goods and how important that is. I remember being a kid just to give you a little disclosure, I'm a kid. Grandpa and both grandpas would go and they'd have their buddies over and they'd have the soda pop cans, they'd have the beer cans, and they'd crush them together and they'd give them to the grandkids. And like, grandkids, it's your job to go recycle these. And then you had a little cash, you know, you could do that. Tell me about recycling here in Fremont right now. What things can you recycle? Where can you recycle? Things like that.
So even if you don't have curbside recycling, there are lots of different opportunities around town that are free.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them that I get the most calls about is the glass recycling, okay, which, again, is provided by the city, open every Saturday from 8 to noon out at the old dump site or tree debris drop.
Okay.
So
right.
You can take your glass out there. Another big one is aluminum. All metals and scrap it, take aluminum cans like you were talking about.
Sure.
And I used to do the same. I actually had a can crusher that one of my grandpas bought for me. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's also drops around town. Like, I know Quick Picks heading out to the lakes has, the Dodge County Humane Society has one as well. And also batteries are a big one that I get a phone call about.
Recycling batteries.
Mm. So Staples accepts rechargeable batteries, but the alkaline batteries are safe to throw away. However, you can recycle them at our metal and electronics recycling, which usually takes place at the end of every August.
Okay.
So save them up, get a bulk, because they do charge, I think it's $1.50 per pound of bulk alkaline batteries.
Okay. So if you have items that you would like to recycle, these are the places and that you can go to do that.
Yeah, another big one is the plastic shopping bags, which right now only Walmart is accepting them, but they do have the drop for plastic bags or like films that you have Amazon stuff wrapped in. So You can take all of those out there.
I see.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. So that's good information for people to know about. What else is going on?
So my theme today is recycling. So
yes.
Along with recycling, there is curbside options in Fremont. There's curbside rewards, S2, and Waste Connections. But it's super important to be sure that you're recycling right if you do have curbside. So making sure that there's no food or liquid in any of the containers, rinsing them out, making sure that they're dry, and never putting any bags in your recycling. Do not bag your recyclables. Do not put your plastic shopping bags in your recyclables.
Okay, very good. That's good information to know. So anything else on the recycling front, or did we hit it all?
I think that we hit it all. Just
okay.
Being sure to let people know. I hear a lot of complaints about the cost of recycling, but a lot of that has to do with what the processing center goes through. So If they're spending time pulling out things that were put in recycling that shouldn't have been, that takes time and costs money, which drives up the cost of recycling. So just as important as recycling is recycling correctly.
Gotcha. Very good. If people want more information from Keep Fremont Beautiful, how can they find that information out?
So they can check out keepfremontbeautiful.org. We actually have a full list of current recycling opportunities in Fremont on our website, Or they can email me at keepfremontbeautiful@gmail.com.
Awesome. Casey Vaughn joined us this morning, the executive director of Keep Fremont Beautiful. Good to see you. Thanks for coming in. Stay warm.
Yeah, thanks for having me. You too.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.